Yes, you're listening to Bill Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. And you're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 6, and today we're talking about how to make friends with your inner TV talk show critic so it stops sabotaging you. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and the producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan O'Sagara, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over, I was going to say inspired, that too,
Yeah,
over
sure.
100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. So remember that you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your business TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Yes, and you just never know what's going to come out of our mouths.
I know. See, you can do a show and do all of that stuff, and it's no, we're alive. It's all good.
Yeah. And I think it's so funny before we get into our quote this morning that the same thing happened last season when I was doing the influencer formula with Ben Joya, the book coach extraordinaire. And that was the one episode where we were so talking about getting everything right that everything came out of our mouth was, and I think this is a perfect setup for this week as well.
Exactly, for what we're going to talk about. We couldn't have scripted it this way. Just right on
Because
cue.
when I started doing my other podcast, Building Success Habits, when that started coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, we should go back. We should redo this. We should edit it out. We should do it. And I'm like, no, this is live. This is what you get.
Yeah,
It's all part of
exactly.
it. It's all part of it. That TV, that little critic in everyone's head is real, guys. Yeah. So,
Yeah. Well, we have a good you have a good story to talk about today.
And to set up the story, the real story of the two wolves, the quote is that he who has peace inside has everything. He who harbors a storm within his heart and soul has nothing. And welcome to the show.
Welcome. Yes, this is a light topic today.
I know. So why is this
So
important?
how is this idea of your becoming friends with your inner critic, which I always think of as the subconscious mind, how is this important to becoming a person worth watching?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you, yes. Who else is
Well,
here?
yeah, like you said, becoming a person work. I gotta, okay, focus.
This is the one we
Becoming.
win the award for. This is the award-winning episode.
And I'd like to thank, no.
The Academy,
Becoming a person worth watching whose inner critic, that subconscious mind, is working with you instead of against you is why we want to do this one. Because, like I had mentioned before, everyone has that little voice. Everyone has that little voice in our head, that subconscious mind, that other part of us that is the critic. And so you want to continue to get behind the camera even when you don't want to, even after times where you go, oh my gosh, what just happened? Even when that voice is so big and loud in your head, you really want to become that person worth watching by making friends with that inner TV talk show critic, your subconscious mind.
And this episode is a perfect example because I don't know. I think you're the same way. Like, we like to get things right. We like to seem professional and, make a good example, and we're making all of these what some people would call, little mistakes, and we're stuttering over our words. And it's truly, this is not planned.
It's
This
just
is
how
just
the universe
happening.
shows up.
Exactly. We're just gonna mess with you guys. And here we are anyways, still delivering what we're here to deliver. And I think it's just the perfect example of when you are friends with that inner critic, because I know that mine, and I'm sure yours is too, going like, hey, oh my God,
Wait,
stop it.
wait, 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 danger,
Start over,
danger.
delete, do this one again. We can't, right? But we're moving forward anyways, and we're confident enough in ourselves and at peace with who we are and what we do and what we're here to do to help you, those of you watching and listening to this, that we can keep going forward. And so even though there is that voice saying, oh my God, this is what is going on? There's the other voice saying, it's perfect. Everything's fine. This is what allows us to say, what a great example of how to keep going forward, even though there's that part of you that's saying something's not going according to plan. So.
it's really about whose plan, whose plan is it? There's what you think is what should happen, and there's what is happening. And I always tell people, and then they give me this puzzled look that everything happens exactly like it should, or it would happen differently.
I love when you say that. And this is something that I talk about when I teach video. I talk about the three C's of camera confidence, and one of them is control. And being in control, part of that is knowing that sometimes things are just going to go out of control, and being like right now, in our view, because we've like stumbled over some words and it's like, oh, what's happening? It feels like something's not in control, but because I know that anything could happen, and that's okay. That what I'm here to do is more important, and the message that we have for you is more important. I've already planned for it mentally that, well, if this happens, my choice is to give up or to keep moving forward, because which one am I going to choose? I already know I'm going to move forward, right? And so that's what this being at peace with the inner critic is all about, is just knowing what is the choice you're going to make ahead of time, because you never do know when the lights all go out, or the Wi-Fi stops working, or you stumble over every other word.
I've had tornado sirens go off all along this. So, what else, Declan, do we want our listeners to know?
Let's see. All right. So you often will be your most harsh critic, right? We often talk to ourselves so much harsher than we would ever allow anyone else to speak to us. And so you got to stop that. We have to not do that, and learn it to become, kind to yourself, and know that sometimes things may not go according to how you think they're supposed to go, but it's going the way it's going. So just don't waste the time on beating yourself up about it. And I don't know, I know it's really corny, but the make lemon, what do you say, lemonade
Make
out of
lemonade.
lemons? Yes, that, like, how do you got to learn how to just go with the flow and do that, versus breaking yourself down and, beating yourself up about it.
Because everybody has an ego, 100%, and it's that's what the inner critic is, like you said, and it wants to just keep us safe in our comfort zone, and we have permission to embrace all aspects of our being and l allow them to coexist, like yin yang. Yin
Yes.
yang, yin yang, yin yang.
Yin yang.
It's a fun. I have a story that I want to share, and it's about the two wolves. Before I do, though, I do want to invite everyone who is listening to subscribe to this show at tvtalkshowformula.com so you never miss an episode. This is episode 6 out of 52. We have a lot of little stepping stones along the way, so be sure to subscribe at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want more direct support, if you want any kind of direct support from us for your TV talk show, then you can contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info. And I think that leads into this yin yang, the story of two wolves. There's a lot of people who've heard about this one, Declan. They attribute it to Cherokee. I'm not exactly sure, but they say a Cherokee elder was talking to his grandson about a battle that rages inside of us, and It's about good and evil, peace and joy and love and hope versus all of the evil, anger, envy, sorrow, regret, these two sides of our emotion and our being.
Yeah.
And then the grandson that he's talking to, his grandfather, he said, which wolf wins? He's like the white wolf and the black wolf, they talk. Which wolf wins? And in the traditional one that most people have heard of, the grandfather says the one that you feed. And so when we're talking about feeding the wolf, there's you think you're going to starve the other one. And most people
Right.
immediately think, I'm going to feed the white wolf, the good one,
Right.
right? And but there's another version of the story. They say this is the real version. And the response from the grandfather instead of the one you feed says, if you feed them right, they both win. You see, if you only feed the white wolf, the black wolf will hide in the dark waiting for me to falter so that I can pounce and get the attention that it craves. He will always be angry and will always be fighting the white wolf. But if I acknowledge them both, he and the white wolf can be satisfied and we all win because the black wolf has the qualities that the white wolf lacks, which is your tenacity, courage, fearlessness, strength of will, and resourcefulness, which are all the things that you need to get behind the camera and push the button.
Exactly.
And then the white wolf has compassion, caring heart, and ability, which is your message. So feed them both.
Yeah, I love that. Actually, I hadn't heard that the true ending until I met you. I only had heard the other side, and it was really great to hear this alternate option because that makes so much more sense for me because it is about balance and being in tune with the various pieces of ourselves and learning how to work with them instead of thinking that there's something wrong.
Yeah. So we're starting to wrap up this episode, Declan. What do we want our listeners to do? What do they want them to do and what action do we want them to take?
Okay, so we would invite you to really start to notice, pay attention to the self-talk that's going on. It's always going on. If you just listen, you're probably listening to it more than you realize. So now you want to kind of pull out a bit, if you will, and consciously become aware of how you're speaking to yourself and noticing how much of it is negative or harsh or kind of degrading to yourself, right? And then we would like you to rephrase it or reframe it. And it's helpful to write down. You might even do this for 1 hour. It's a good challenge to do it for an entire day, but I would start for 1 hour and notice every time you have a thought that is like where you're beating yourself up, right? And it might include sometimes curse words towards yourself, or it might just be like, oh, I'm so this, or I'm so that, or you, there you go again.